Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just as Krishna appeared within the heart of Vasudeva and was then transformed to the heart of Devaki, in the same way, Lord Chaitanya appeared in the heart of Jagannath Mishra and was transferred to the heart of Sachimata. Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this world was covered. It wasn't known that he was the Supreme Lord. And although here we see the verse that the Lord appeared as a devotee to teach the process of devotional service, in the beginning that was also covered. Throughout his youth, the Lord was teaching in a covered way. Still, he started teaching practically from the beginning, because as the Lord appeared in the 13 months of pregnancy of Sachidevi, at the time of the eclipse of a full moon, the entire world was chanting Hare Krishna. And thus, the Lord began his mission as a teacher, as a preacher, right from the moment of his appearance. We remember how he cried and wouldn't stop, and the ladies were found out pretty soon. The only way that they could stop him was by chanting Hare Krishna. And it is said that the kirtan was always going on. They had a constant kirtan going on around Nimai. So, Lord Chaitanya is a teacher from the very beginning of his pastimes until the very end of his pastimes. After he took sannyas, Lord Chaitanya really became the acharya and the teacher, the public teacher, a little bit before, after he returned from Gaya. He began to identify or to reveal his identity as a devotee. But from the very beginning, Lord Chaitanya was teaching. We can remember how on one occasion his mother gave him sweets to eat and he didn't eat them. Instead, he ate dirt. Right? So she said, "What is this? How are you eating dirt?" She snatched it from his hands. And he was saying, "But why are you so upset? What is the point? This dirt, that dirt, it is all dirt. The sweets you're giving me is just a transformation of the same dirt. So why are you so upset?" So Mother Sachi responded to his presentation, to his early presentation of Mayavad philosophy, by saying that if we take a lump of clay, or we can turn that lump into a clay pot, in the form of a clay pot, the clay pot can hold water, and we carry water with it and so on. But when we pour water on that lump, then it is useless. It just becomes a mess and it cannot contain the water. So, therefore, there's a difference, this clay, that clay. In that way, she defeated Mayavad philosophy as impractical. So all throughout the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are so many instructions where the Lord is teaching devotional service. Also in his earlier pastimes, Lord Chaitanya is showing several miracles to reveal his identity as the Supreme Lord. For example, what comes to mind is when the child was running through the house, there was the sound of ankle bells, but he had no ankle bells. Or there were small footprints in the house with the marks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead all over the house. And his parents couldn't understand that it was Nimai. Jagannath Mishra was convinced that it was the Shaligram Shila that was running through the house. Which is nice. So, in this way, the Lord, from the beginning, performed pastimes as a human being, and yet performed supernatural activities at the same time, and revealed His identity as the Supreme Lord, but in a subtle way. Not everyone could just pick it up, and His parents definitely had no idea. So, eventually, Lord Chaitanya, in the last few years of His pastimes in Navadvip, began to reveal His identity as the Supreme Lord to His devotees. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya began to preach the Sankirtan mission at large in Navadvip, and He began to relate to His devotees in, we could say, a dual identity. On the one hand, as the Supreme Lord, and on the other hand, as a devotee, teaching by example. We see this interchanging in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Although He is taking the role of a devotee, sometimes He is clearly showing His identity as the Supreme Lord. At times, for example, when He dealt with Damodar Pandit, He made it clear Damodar Pandit was very, very strict. And Damodar Pandit was always setting the standard and constantly reminding the devotees of what the proper standard was in Krishna consciousness. So, on one occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a sannyasi in his preaching, was visited by a very nice young boy. And this boy was a Brahmin boy, very nice features, very nice behavior, very humble, good service attitude, like really first-class candidate for getting spiritual instructions. But there was only one problem. His mother was a beautiful, young, Brahmani widow. So Damodar Pandit was thinking, what will people say when you show so much affection to this young boy? The result will be that people start thinking something is going on with the mother. And thus he disapproved of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associating with that boy. So later, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just see, Damodar is so great, he can even instruct me. And then Damodar Pandit was no longer allowed to stay in the association of the Lord and basically sent away as a messenger to Navadvip, from Puri to Navadvip to Sachidevi. So here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was showing that he was the Supreme Lord, that he was to be respected as the Supreme Lord. And from time to time he revealed that identity in different ways. He performed different miracles. The topic of the miracles of the Supreme Lord is the topic that intrigues me. Seeing how Lord Chaitanya performed the Beda Sankirtan pastimes and was simultaneously manifest in different Sankirtan parties. Seeing how Lord Chaitanya could push the chariot of Lord Jagannath when even powerful elephants couldn't pull it. We see that he is invested with more than ordinary power. Seeing in Jarikanda how he made these animals chant and dance in love of God. We see how the Supreme Lord performed amazing miracles. In the Madhya Lila, we begin to see how So many become swept up in Lord Chaitanya's kirtan parties. And as he is chanting, people join the chanting, become ecstatic, and it swells to huge crowds. People become immediately overwhelmed with love of God. And gradually, Krishna consciousness is spreading and spreading. In this way we see how Lord Chaitanya, his mercy is there from the beginning, but gradually that mercy is unfolding and opening. And gradually his teachings become manifest. And Lord Chaitanya begins to teach the philosophy more and more clearly, instructing Rupa and Sanatan. He performs pastimes at Rati Yatra and begins to show that mood of Viraha Bhav, that mood of separation. And then gradually, in the final pastimes, Lord Chaitanya begins to show the greatest miracle. He begins to show love of God to its fullest extent. And in this way, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are gradually bringing us deeper and deeper into full ecstatic surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where it shows that pure devotional service is not just an activity which is where one is giving up all material desires, anya bilasita sunyam jnana karma yanavritam, where one gives up all desires for material enjoyment, where one gives up all hankering for liberation. But he shows that pure devotional service is filled with the greatest ecstasy. Not only a type of ecstasy which is anywhere in the realm of happiness that we know, but where the happiness and ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bursting out of his heart like bursting out of a volcano, completely uncontrolled. It is said that love of God, when it manifests within the heart, it manifests in transformations within the body. Prahlada Nanda Maharaj described some of the transformations. It is said that when love of God is in its initial stages, the devotee can still hide these symptoms. Naturally, a devotee at this state of advancement will be inclined to, out of humility, to hide such symptoms. It is said in the beginning, when love of God first arises, then such love of God is manifesting in the smoking stage, the dumaita, the smoking stage of devotion, where it is like a smoldering fire within the heart. But in due course of time, that fire becomes more and more inflamed, more and more, until it finally comes to the stage of sudipta, an intensely blazing fire. And it was like that the love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My mind is like a horse, and the senses, the five senses, are seated upon this horse, and this horse is just running at full speed towards Radha and Krishna." So, in this way, his Krishna consciousness was way beyond religious principle. It was way beyond even ecstatic devotional service. It was just overwhelming, uncontrolled love for Krishna, which was so strong that it resembled tidal waves. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. He is step by step teaching. He is teaching from the very beginning by chanting the holy name of the Lord. One can attain the supreme goal. He chanted the holy name and turned to his spiritual master and said, this chanting, what kind of mantra have you given me? This mantra has made me mad. His spiritual master said, you are very fortunate. You are very fortunate. Anyone who achieves that madness is very fortunate. So little by little, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed within his pastimes the full process of Krishna consciousness, and furthermore within his instructions. And in that way, we are commemorating the pastimes, the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and remember what is the true goal. The true goal of our movement, the true goal of our life. And we realize that it is a very difficult task. How can we follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But other than by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mukham karoti vachanam pangam langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande. Then it is possible, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can rise above our limitations. And thus, the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is wonderful. It is of the highest quality. It is distributed most widely to the most unqualified, and who can, through that mercy, reach beyond their limitations and actually attain full perfection. Thus, by hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can develop full faith that actually through this process of Harinam Sankirtan, we can attain the full perfection of the spiritual world. Thank you very much. Sri Gaurpuni Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai. I don't know if there are any questions for me, but if there are, then I'll pass them on. Or if there are no questions at all, then a day of no questions. Amazing, huh? Okay. Then we'll end and take our half-hour break before we continue with the yogya. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Gaurpurnima Maha Mahotsava ki jai.